You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Phil Kirpin, he's the president of American Commitment. And he's a guy who's been fighting for us for common sense along with his incredible group, American Commitment. Check him out by going to AmericanCommitment.org. And he's urging Americans to get in touch with our EPA to express support for the agency's proposed action to repeal the Obama-era greenhouse gas endangerment finding. And we're going to have him talk about that now. We're reversing so many insane policies, but this is an important one. Phil Kirpin, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Bob. My Mets obviously collapsed, so baseball season's over. But other than that, I'm all right. I'm excited for maybe a government shutdown. We'll see. The Democrats are acting insane, as is often the case. We'll see. We've got a ticking clock here in Washington. I'm actually really, the traffic this morning was horrible. So if the government workers are staying home, that's going to make my ride to work much better tomorrow. So I'm hoping for that.
Always a bright side, yeah. Well, are half of them even going to work? I guess they are under the Trump administration.
But Trump made them go back. He made them go back. They hate it. It's all right. It's amazing because the idiot D.C. government people got rid of like half the travel lanes on our main streets and lowered the speed limits everywhere because no one was driving. Now everyone's back to work, and so it's like the worst traffic we've ever had.
Well, we've got a mayor here who's trying to follow suit and putting bike lanes in.
Yeah, we
downtown
got those everywhere,
Scranton,
too. It's amazing.
Wait a minute. There's no bikes in downtown Scranton.
There's so many bike lanes here where I've never seen a bicycle, and we just lost the travel lane for no reason. It's amazing.
My word. It's the left-wing insanity. Well, Phil, tell us about this latest effort that you're shepherding.
Yeah, The deadline actually passed, but I'll tell you what happened and kind of what the next steps are, even though it's too late to send a message into the EPA now. But the deadline just passed this past Monday, not yesterday, but the Monday before. So last week is when they closed the public docket on this. We kind of got blown out by the green groups, which was expected. They put like 100,000 comments in saying, how dare you revoke the carbon dioxide endangerment finding? We're all going to die of global warming, blah, blah, et cetera. We put 1,000 or so pretty good comments in there, but we got blown out. But I expected that from the green groups. But this is the big one. This is the big one in terms of whether this Trump administration will succeed in removing the legal predicate, the legal basis for EPA regulation of greenhouse gases. And this is super important because, you know, we saw in the first Trump term, they didn't do this. They kind of said, well, you know, we don't want to be called climate deniers, and we're just going to sort of tinker around the edge. And I think Trump got some bad advice on this. And then what happened? Biden came in, and he was able to put back all the Obama rules and a lot more very, very quickly. And we got the EV mandates and we got power plant regulations and we got industrial regulations, all of this. So this time around, Trump with Lee Zeldin running the EPA, they're striking right at the heart of this insanity. And for people who don't remember how this all played out, there is no law that was ever passed that had greenhouse gas regulations for the United States or, you know, an economy-wide greenhouse gas scheme of any kind. The Democrats, they had huge majorities under Pelosi and Reid when Obama was in, but they couldn't do it. They barely got it through the House. It crashed and burned. They never even voted on it in the Senate. And so if our system of government were functioning the way it's supposed to, that would have been the end of that, right? Even with huge Democrat majorities, they can't pass a law, so we're not going to have greenhouse gas regulations. Instead, the liberal states got a favorable decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in a case called Massachusetts versus EPA. They actually got that when Bush was still in office. That kind of said, you know, the 1970 Clean Air Act is actually a global warming law. It's a climate law. You have to decide on the basis of science whether greenhouse gases endanger human health and welfare. Bush said, yeah, okay, I'll punt on that. I don't know. I don't want to decide either way. And then Obama, of course, said, oh, yes, this endangers human health and welfare. We're going to take all of the greenhouse gas regulations we want, and we're going to shoehorn them into a law that passed in 1970 when, you know, the scientists were still warning about an ice age and no one had even invented global warming. So this idea is absurd, and yet this is where we were. And under Biden, we had about $1 trillion in regulations pursuant to this because they had all the EV rules, we have all the power plant rules, we have all the industrial rules. And so if this EPA succeeds in reversing the endangerment finding and saying that greenhouse gases do not endanger human health and welfare.
And how is Lee Zeldin predisposed?
He's going to do it. He's going to do it. The question is whether he can win the inevitable litigation over it, and that is a little bit harder to predict. But he's absolutely doing the right thing, and Trump's doing the right thing this time.
But
he's striking right at the heart of this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Supreme Court understands and has ruled that agencies can't make law.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little tricky, though. If you look in these recent cases where they, like Loper Bright, where they overturned Chevron deference to the agencies, they also said, you know, this doesn't mean that all the decisions in the past where we deferred to agencies are automatically overturned. And there's this doctrine at the Supreme Court, typically where they don't reverse their own decisions on statutory cases, cases about what the law is. They only reverse their decisions about constitutional cases on the theory that when they get the statutes wrong, Congress can correct them. Congress can fix it for them. And so some observers, including some people I really respect, say that the Trump administration is going to lose at the Supreme Court because they're going to say, hey, 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 we got it right in Mass versus EPA. We're not going to reverse ourselves. Now, I am much more optimistic for a couple reasons. First of all, Congress repeatedly tried to overturn what the Supreme Court did, and they had bipartisan majorities, but Biden kept vetoing them. And so we can't have a system where the whole thing's turned upside down and a bad court decision stands forever because you can't get two-thirds majorities to overturn a veto. And so I think that makes it, you know, a special case where the court might be willing to overturn themselves. Also, a lot of the court has changed. A lot of the composition of the court has changed since this original case all the way back in 2007. It's a much more conservative court now. And John Roberts himself was one of the four dissenters in that 5-4 decision. And so there's a chance that he will say, you know, we can correct an error that we made. There's a chance that even if John Roberts says, I was wrong then, but I don't want to overturn the decision because of its precedential value, it could still be a 5-4 without him, with him and the three Democrats. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a very good chance that this succeeds. And the Trump administration, they've done a very good job, I think, of making the legal arguments that greenhouse gas regulation under the Clean Air Act was never legal because it was an abuse of agency power, exactly as you pointed out. The agency never had the power to do it. There was no law that justified it. And they've made very good legal arguments. But the other thing they've done in this docket, which I love, and no Republicans really had the guts to do before, is they do take on the science head on. They don't say, you know, oh, we don't know about the science, or they don't say the science of global warming is consensus, it's going to kill us all, but here are the legal and economic arguments. In fact, they say they have a really good filing from the Energy Department that basically says, you know, the apocalyptic end of the world scenarios are totally false. Warming has been slow. It's been relatively easy to adapt to. The statements about all the predictions have been essentially proven wrong. And this science review that they had conducted, it's got named authors on it. And the lead author, Stephen Koonin, who's a very famous, very highly regarded physicist, was also the top science advisor in the White House under Obama and is a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And so they've got rock-solid science arguments in this docket, very good legal arguments, very good economic arguments. The economic arguments are interesting because they've got, like, the career EPA economics in there that they have to have, but then they have much better economic analysis in an appendix that you can tell came from, you know, Trump-appointed people.
Yeah.
And they basically show that, you know, this is going to be the biggest deregulation in the history of the country. It's going to save about $1 trillion for the U.S. economy. They've got good legal arguments. They've got good science arguments. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that they will eventually win in court on this. And if they do, the reason this is such a big deal is if they win in court, then when the Democrats come back in, they're not going to be able to do any of this climate stuff unless they can actually get the votes to pass it through Congress, which we know they can't do. And so this could be a very durable protection against things like EV mandates and, you know, greenhouse gas regulations of power plants and industrial facilities. So Trump is really striking at the heart of the whole climate industrial complex this time around. I think he learned a lesson from not doing it the first term.
No, they're handling so many things better than the first term, and that's a blessing. Phil Kirpin, so, you know, again, why their main argument is, hey, this was an action taken by an agency which is now reversing itself. Of course we have the authority. If they had the authority to put it in place, we have the authority to remove it.
Well, I don't think they want to make that argument, because if they won on that basis, then the Democrats could just say, hey, we changed their mind again,
sure,
and put it back in. So they really want to win on the argument that actually it was never valid in the first place. And then that would prevent it from coming back. So that's, I think, the key to what they're trying to do right now.
All right. Well, it's interesting. What's the time frame for the decision?
Well, they just closed the public comment period last week. Usually it takes, you know, a month or two then to issue the final action. And, of course, as soon as they issue the final action, the green groups will find, you know, their most sympathetic federal judge, and they'll get they'll get an adverse decision, then it'll be appealed up. That's how everything this administration does work, so I'm sure you've noticed.
Phil Kirpin, every once in a while we'll do the teletype sound, and I'll announce how many people have died from the results of Trump policies. Is anyone alive in the country at this point?
I thought we all died when he repealed net neutrality in the first term, so I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pinching myself. I'm still here. Somehow.
No, it's amazing. Everything is always the over-the-top end of the world. I mean, it's, you know, it's, you would think at some point they would figure out that people don't believe them anymore, but they just keep doing it. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Phil Kirpin, final question. Is it harder to do the work you do, which is common sense policy? Is it harder to do it in power or out of power? I think I know the answer.
Well, I always prefer offense to defense. I think everyone who's ever played sports prefers offense to defense, and I kind of feel public policy is the same way. You love stopping a bad idea, but when you can do something positive, that feels a lot better. So when a Republican administration's in, they like take my calls. I could at least feel like somebody's listening. The Democrats, you just get frozen out. So it's much more enjoyable for me when you got a friendlier administration in.
Well, you were fighting the rear guard action. Now you're in the front, and we appreciate it. Phil Kirpin, American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Bob, have a good one.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.